something I'm going to do on the keyboard, and Paul and Leslie are going to be backing me up. And then I'll ask Charlie Cover to come up, and then Suzanne Owens, and then we'll have feature time. Frank will be the first person after feature time, and I'll read the list a little bit later. Let's just check this. This is a song of mine that I wrote that was inspired by a true story of something that happened in the Australian outback in the 30s when white families came and settled, and they were not happy with the Aborigine families that lived in the area, and there were some sad things that happened. This is a song called Moonchild. I am the moonchild, I follow the moon when she sang her siren song. One night her moonbeams touched my eyes and I awoke. She called to me to leave my home. I rose from slumber, her moonbeams guided me far away toward the sea. I climbed out my window, my parents still asleep. They never knew where I would be. Once I slept in my own feather bed, protected, loved, and warm. But now I wander, haunted in the night, following the moon siren song. Parents woke to find me gone. They searched, but all in vain, and would not let the tracker look for me. He was an Aborigine, and that would never do. Moonbeams led me ever closer to the sea. At last, in deep despair, they hired him to guide, and they found me where I lay. I was blanketed in moonbeams. They heard her siren song as they carried me away. They buried me in the cold Flinders bar ground, scattered flowers on my bones. At night I can hear the moon siren song. She is calling me home. Ooh. Thank you. Thank you very much.